het succes van Plus en de soundtrack hit Icy Fire gaat het snel met Ed Sheeran. Hij mag hier en daar wat awards binnenharken, waaronder de prestigieuze Brit Award voor Best Male Solo Artist.
Ed Sheeran!
I didn't expect to be nominated for the Brits at all, so to win two was an even bigger surprise. In my head, I'd kind of already accepted that I wasn't going to win any, and I was just going to go and enjoy it. And obviously, I was playing as well, so that would have been fun. But winning two was, you know, quite a cool moment. Quite a cool moment.
Thank you.
Maar achteroverhangen en genieten van zijn succes is niet Ed Stilo. Hij gaat na een uitgebreide tour aan de slag voor album nummer 2. Hij maakt zich ook vooral geen zorgen over een eventueel writer's block.
Songs can always be written again and you can always write better songs. Like even though many people regard A-Team as my best song, I'll probably write a song better than that in 10 years time. You know, like there's a famous Stevie Wonder quote where they say, what's your best song? Is it Superstition? And he goes, I haven't written it yet.
Naast eigen werk schrijft hij ondertussen ook nog nummers voor acts als Taylor Swift. En One Direction. Het nieuwe album gaat X heten, wat staat voor multiply, vermenigvuldigen. Want alles wordt nog meer, nog groter.
Multiply stands for, as I was saying before, the site's getting bigger and you take everything that you did from Plus, which started everything off, and then you just make it a lot bigger. You multiply everything. So you'd go from sports halls into arenas, arenas into stadiums. You'd go from acoustic songs into the big sort of Pharrell-produced numbers and and you go from 10,000 sales to 100,000. I don't know, that kind of thing of just multiplying everything.
Zijn kenmerkende sound, een mix van singer-songwriter, folk en hip-hop, verandert niet. Eigenlijk, zegt Ed, gaat het hem gewoon om steengoede lyrics, om verhalen. En laten we eerlijk zijn, dat is toch vaak de essentie van goede rap.
The love of hip-hop just comes from the lyrical point of view. I mean, like, being brought up on Bob Dylan and then getting into Eminem, you might look at Eminem and Bob Dylan and say they're two totally different acts, but all you have to do with Eminem is put a guitar behind his words and it's a very similar thing. Folk music tells stories and hip hop tells stories and that there's just a beat that separates it. Bob Dylan does rap his tunes. If you listen to, you know, Mama's in the basement cooking up the medicine, like that's not a million miles away from an Eminem tune, I guess. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature and never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. Four cities, two planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. Een muzikaal dieet van alles van Bob Dylan tot Eminem heeft de muziek van Ed zeker beïnvloed. Op album nummer 2 wordt hij misschien nog wel meer beïnvloed door rap en Amerikaanse muziek. Hij schrijft een deel van X tijdens de Amerikaanse tour van Snow Patrol, waarbij hij het voorprogramma doet samen met Snow Patrol-gitarist Johnny, een goede vriend van hem. Hij woont na de tour zelfs een tijdje bij Johnny in zijn huis in Nashville, waar ze samen aan het tweede album werken. En ook werkt hij met de wereldberoemde producer Rick Rubin in LA. I'd say America was an influence of the new sound, yeah. Not so much because I toured there a long time, it's more just the music that I was listening to. I was listening to a lot of rap music while making the record. So yeah, that's probably what influenced it. So I listened to Lauryn Hill's album a lot, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was something that was on repeat throughout the whole thing. My world, it moves so fast today. The past, it seems so far away. And life squeezes so tight that I can't breathe. And every time I've tried to be what someone else thought of me, so caught up, I was unable to achieve. But deep